Praise the Lord. Just lift your hands and welcome the presence of God in this place today. Just say, welcome, Holy Spirit. Have your way today in my life. Glory, glory, glory to God. If you need some sort of healing in your body, just lift your hands and receive it this morning. Just say, Father, I receive my healing in the name of Jesus. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I declare me well. In the name and by the blood of Jesus. Praise, oh praise, oh praise the Lord this morning. God is so good. Just thank Him for His faithfulness this past year. Thank Him for His goodness and His mercy and His peace and His love and His guidance. We praise You for all these things now, Father. And then just declare Him Lord over this year. Just say, Lord, Jesus, I declare You are Lord of my life in 2022. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Somebody just give God a great big shout. Just say, hallelujah. Praise, 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 praise the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. You may be seated this morning. God is so good. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings this morning. Your first opportunity in 2022 to sow into the kingdom of God and His work across the world. It is so great. Amen. And I wanted to use John 3:16, and you saw President Trump peeking in and out of our worship service. Amen. But I heard a great story this past week about the Trumps, and it kind of ties into John 3:16. Amen. And I want to read that to you this morning. I think there's a lot of people that have never been to church in their life, and they know John 3:16, right? Praise God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave. Somebody say, He gave. Right? He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God forevermore. How many of you know Jesus is Lord of your life? And I mean, everlasting life, I should see a couple more hands go up than that. Maybe we should try the, maybe, does anybody need to receive Jesus as Lord? Your hand isn't in a mask. You can raise your hand, all right? Raise your hand, all right? Jesus is Lord of my life. I'm in church, right? Amen. Somebody say, Jesus is Lord of my life. I have eternal life. I mean, that's a great reason to celebrate, right? And we'll know, you know, maybe better 10,000 years from now how great of a thing that is. But right now, in 2022, in the state of Washington or Oregon, wherever you live in, right? You can celebrate and just thank God for eternal life. Eternal life isn't just when you go to heaven. Eternal life includes today. Somebody say that loud. Eternal life includes now. Includes now. So don't wait until you walk in through the gates to go, yeah! When you walk into the grocery store, right? When you hear that news report this next week, yes, eternal life belongs to me, and I belong to Him. That's a great reason to celebrate every single day. Amen? And I heard a great story. It actually was posted on Shelley's birthday, and she's the one that actually shared it with me, and I looked it up. But you all heard of the tornadoes that went through Kentucky. And this family right here on the right has had to endure the worst that, you know, most of us will never understand what these people have had to deal with, right? And I wanted to read to you the story of this. It says, President Trump and First Lady, how do you say the First Lady's name? Melania? Melania, thank you. Melania spread Christmas joy this year by sending gifts to the victims of the horrific Kentucky and Missouri tornadoes that ripped families apart in December. Now, what a terrible, awful thing. And see, the thing is, there's people that actually believe that God invents those kinds of things. Even in insurance policies, act of God. Maybe little g, devil. right? The devil's the one who comes to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus comes to give life and life more abundantly, right? Amen. Well, according to a report from the Daily Mail, the Trumps sent boxes of Christmas presents to the Rackley family, who were flung from their homes by the Caruthersville, Missouri tornadoes, resulting in serious injury for young sisters Avalyn and Megan, and killing 9-year-old Aniston. Also, according to the Daily Mail, Avalyn's mother, Megan Rackley, is recovering from severe brain trauma and just woke up from coma. So this must be Avalyn right here, okay? Just lost her sister, her mother almost died. I mean, it's a terrible thing that happened, right? Avalyn, who is 7, can be seen wearing a neck brace and using a walker in the hallway of Le Bonheur Children's Hospital after the accident in videos posted online by her grandmother, Pam Moore. The sweet little girl squealed with delight when she unboxed the gifts from the Trump family. In a letter that was included with the boxes, President Trump and Mrs. Trump wrote, "We are so encouraged by the strength and determination you have shown during this very difficult time. You will remain in our hearts for complete care and comfort as you continue to recover." The Rackley's home was completely destroyed in tornadoes. Avalyn, along with her mother, are now facing a life without 9-year-old Aniston, as well as a long road making a full recovery from their serious injuries. A third sister, 3-year-old Lanny, sustained minor injuries, as did her father, Trent. Both will make a full recovery. "With your steadfast spirit," the Trumps added in Avalyn's letter, "and the unwavering strength and support, your wonderful family and many friends, your future potential is limitless. God bless you and your family." Somebody say amen, right? So I just thought that is a great example of the love of God being poured out during a terrible, awful time. Amen. And by people, obviously, who are blessed. And, I mean, the Trumps, I mean, I don't know if in recent history I can think of another human being who's had to endure such downright hatred from people who say they don't hate anybody. Right? And just to be out there in the middle of something horrific, instead of being out there reminding everybody, yeah, we're visiting, but get vaccinated. That's just bizarre. These are the kind of folks, somebody say, that's the kind of folks I want to be like. Somebody who's out there being a blessing, going right into the middle of whatever mess somebody is in. Don't you know Jesus wasn't born into heaven on earth? He was born to bring heaven to earth, right? Amen. And so whatever, what that tells me is whatever situation I'm facing right now, because I'm willing to bet that everybody in this room has got some sort of adversity that you're facing in your life. And President Trump is not gonna send you a box of presents, right? These folks needed it more, glory to God, hallelujah. But Jesus is here. Somebody say, Jesus is here, right? And he's here to bring his salvation, his deliverance, his peace over our lives. One email I saw this morning from a congressman said that we need to, basically he was saying, stop believing the COVID hysteria. That's from a congressman. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not saying COVID isn't real, but guess who's more real? Jesus is more real. Amen. And the Lord isn't into shutting down his church, shutting down businesses, shutting down family, so that you don't have time to think about other things that we need to be addressing in this nation, right? Hallelujah. So 2022 is going to be an awesome year, a year of the bounce back, a year of recovery, right? A year of the turnaround. Glory to God forevermore. A year of correction, Brother Kenneth Copeland is declaring. Correction, protection, how's it go? Correction, direction, protection. There's one more. Perfection. Glory to God. So how many believe there's some things in this world, in our country, God is going to correct this year? Amen. But in the same breath, in the same breath, Lord, what in me needs to be corrected? It's easy for me to point at Washington, D.C. and Hollywood and Twitter, and but the Holy Ghost is saying, Steve, I'm more interested in you. Somebody say, correct me, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's a great reason to be in church. Amen. Glory to God. Well, let's pray and just believe God to just minister and be a blessing this year and get his word spread across the world. Time is short, man. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for blessing your people as they give, as they sow into your works. We give you the praise and the glory, and we thank you for being our provider. Lord, when we sow and when we give tithes and offerings, we are declaring that we are not underneath the power of this world's economy. We are not under the power of socialism and communism and all the other isms. We're under the power of God. And as we sow and we give, we are declaring that. We take this world's finances and sow it into the work of the gospel, and the power of darkness is broken off of our finances. And we give you the praise and the glory for all these things. Somebody say amen. Let's stretch our hands out toward the giving nets. Let's make a declaration of faith to say, I believe, I receive the blessing of God on my finances. Harvesting angels, go. I call in my harvest from the north, south, east, and west. I receive raises, bonuses, inheritances, the blessing of God manifesting in every area of my life. And I'll give you the praise for it. And first and foremost, Lord, get the gospel preached around the world in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen and amen and amen. Just give God a great big praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And lift your hand toward that family right there. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak peace and total health and recovery for that family, the Rackleys. In the name of Jesus. And all the people affected by those storms in the Midwest, we bind the devil and we release the blessings and restorations of God. And while our hands are stretched that way, God, over President Trump and his family, we speak your peace and your blessing over them, Lord. Total restoration of everything that was stolen from them and from this country. We give you the praise and the glory for it all. Hallelujah. And Lord, we do lift up President Biden and Vice President Harris and Nancy Pelosi and governors on the West Coast, Father God, and all your governors and mayors and legislatures and congresspeople and judges, Father God. We declare righteousness come, kingdom of God come, will of God be done on earth in our nation as it is in heaven. Corrective actions, Father God. Cover them all, Lord Jesus. Help them to recognize what needs to be changed, Lord God, and to have the courage to act on it. And we'll give you the praise and the glory. And we bind COVID and its effects on our nation, on our homes and schools and families, both financial and psychological and physical. And we just take authority over it right now. We break its power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for this now, God. See why the devil wants to shut the church down? Hallelujah. He's been trying to do that since, you know, Bethlehem. Right? And he just fails over and over and over. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we declare our food blessed today, our time together blessed. In the name of Jesus, as we now turn the page to happy birthday, Shelly. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, the birthday girl is moving around, giving hugs. Now, Pastor Shelly, I think it was your sister-in-law, Rose, that came up with the idea of a Scrabble theme, and that's so you. Amen. So thank you, Rose, for all your work on this, and I know Nicole contributed a lot, some of the decorations up here. There's places up here to take pictures afterwards with the birthday girl. You can remove your mask for that, of course, right? We don't want masks in the pictures. Right? So, but we're just going to have a lot of fun right now. Amen? And I know my kids are sort of eating and stuff, but I asked you guys if you would, and maybe you didn't hear me ask, but if you would come and just share a fun memory with mom, if that's all right. The Live and Good kids, let's give them a great big hand this morning. Aren't they adorable? Amen.
But I guess the one that I think of the most is when we would stay up super late and watch all of our movies. But I was scared from the skiing or Super Talkers or any British movies. I guess that's what I think of.
I think my favorite memory is when we were at State River and the girls and the cousins were just big floating. And I was fishing, and mom was like, "I'm really hot outside." And they just kind of ignored it. And like, she just did like this huge, like, jump clear off the dock and dove right in. And it scared them so bad. So bad.
My favorite memory goes all the way back to when I was in kindergarten, and we wrote this on your paper thing. We did 15 things we remember being. But I used to get scared before I had to go on the bus, and so mom would stand with me by the front door, and she's like, "Okay, it's time to go." I'm like, "Okay," and then she gave me three different kisses. The first one was Eskimo kisses, and you go like this with each other's nose.
Oh. Oh, thank you, kids. Now, as you guys get the video ready, and I'll share one thing that jumps out in my mind is obviously our wedding day, how special that is and always will be. But I brought you earrings on your wedding day, our wedding day. And then a few years later, I thought I would be cute and get you more earrings because you wanted a Bluetooth device. And I said, "Well, I'm going to break out of the routine and get earrings." So I got her earrings, and to my demise, when I brought her the earrings, I realized she hasn't even worn earrings in how long was it? Years. So it kind of backfired on me buying the earrings. So just we love you very much. We're here to celebrate you today, and we had several people that you know from really all over the world that shared a video with you. And then some people that you may not know so well, but you do know, that sent videos as well. And you'll understand, you already know what we're talking about. But amen. So kids, anytime you're ready, or I can keep going if you need me to. I can give you 15 minutes. I can speak first. Yeah. Okay. We're gonna roll with it. All right. Because we want you to see the video. These kids are amazing what they can do in 15 minutes on an iPhone. So praise the Lord. So I'm going to share my portion, kind of the sermon. We do have a cake that we'll give to you today. I wasn't thinking cake, but everybody else kept saying cake, cake, cake. Even up to last night, I was thinking, "Well, we got bagels and everything, and no, cake." So I got, and Lacey mentioned Chuck's Produce. And so this morning, I'm thinking, okay, is Chuck's open? Yes, they were. 8 o'clock, they're Adventists, right? So yesterday we'd have been out of luck, but today they're open, 8 o'clock. So showed up at Chuck's and they had the perfect cake for you, right? You're gonna love it. It's like chocolate and mint, and that's what you love, right? Shelly likes chocolate mint. I'm not really a chocolate mint person unless it's a mocha. So you know I probably won't hammer that cake with you. I'll have some. So, But I have a few things to share about Shelly. I'll save this for a moment when the kids are back in here. But going again with the Scrabble theme. Shelly. You know what I forgot, though, when I was looking at Nicole's excellent work? There's supposed to be point values on each one of those letters. I forgot the points, but you'll still get the point, right? So let's start with the letter S, shall we? Shelly to me means, I don't know if you all can see this, but it means song. Shelly loves to sing and write, and she's just always been so amazing with her music. But I have kind of a scripture to go with each one of these. Psalm 18:39, the Good News Translation. Oh, that's the wrong one. Psalm 118:14 says this, "The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." So, you know, keep writing, keep singing. You know, you and I have turned 50 this year, but as you'll see in the video, there's one person that says it's just a number. Another person says people freak out when there's a birthday with a zero on the end of it. Don't freak out, basically. Another person said 50 is the new 30. So whatever age you are, somebody just say hallelujah, right? Glory to God. But honey, your gift for songwriting has inspired and blessed so many people all over the place. And you are a song. Your life is a song. And so keep writing, right? We've had a lot of things happen in our life over the past 20-some years together with kids and church and everything. But I believe the Lord would remind you, keep writing. Amen. How many of you ever been blessed by a song that Shelly has written before, right? And she blesses us every week with worship. I remember, in our transition time between New Beginnings and this, we were attending Life Point Church over there on 192nd, which is now, what is it now? Something else, but it's a great church. I think somebody said it. Yeah, that's it. Great church. But we would be sitting there worshiping, and Shelly, when she worships, I mean, she worships. And people in front of her would turn around and be like, wow, that is amazing singing. Like, we thought an angel was standing behind us. No, it was Shelly, right? Hallelujah. So way to go. Amen. Now let's move on to the letter H. Now, I had to get creative because in my mind I was thinking, you know, the first letter would be the word. Well, no. In Scrabble, you have to kind of get creative, right? So somebody say strength. That is a little choked up here, but that is, you know, you're beautiful, attractive, all these wonderful qualities about you, but your strength is really what attracted me to you. You're not, I've heard Keith Moore say about his wife, I did not marry a chicken woman. No. You know, and I really appreciate how strong you are in faith. And she keeps me in line a lot of the times, right? Maybe you have a godly wife, you know. There's times where we need to be put in line, right? And I don't have this sissified wife that just lets me sulk and feel sorry for myself and all that. No. And the kids could say amen to that too, I know. So I just so appreciate how strong you are. Not in a masculine sense. How many know the world has got it all twisted up with this identity thing, right? I wasn't attracted to her because she's G.I. Jane. No, not like that. She's beautiful. One of the things that on one of our first dates, she told me that she was a basketball player. And I thought, what? In my mind, I'm thinking, you know, kind of tough and rugged. No, she's cute. But yet, she is a great basketball player, great volleyball player. And but you're still a woman. Amen. And I think any godly man, truly a man after God's own heart, is going to be looking for a woman like that. And like Proverbs says, that's not everywhere. That is a gift, if you find that, amen? And so your strength. And the scripture there is Psalm 18, verse 39 in the Good News Translation. You give me strength for the battle and victory over my enemies. Glory to God forevermore. Right? And a godly wife is truly strength for the battle of life. Because life ain't easy, if you haven't noticed. Right? And so just having someone as a husband that loves the Lord to be at your side with the same attitude of faith is priceless. And stronger in many ways. Right? And so one of the definitions of strength from, this is dictionary.com, I believe. Oh, wait. Yes, this is the next one. I didn't do that. Getting lost in my own notes. Whenever I write something, I can't read my own writing half the time, as you know. Amen. So, you're a song, you're strong, and the word, I was going to say excellent, but as you know in Scrabble, you just don't have that much room. So, but excel works, right? Shelly has a spirit of excellence on her. Just look at this place. I know we all teamed up on it and so forth, but she's always had that excellent spirit about her. I mean, just look at who she married. No, just joking. That's a joke. That was a joke. But Proverbs 31:29 says this, many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. And I can say amen to that. And this is where I had a couple definitions for excel. It means to surpass others, to be superior, to do extremely well. Synonyms are words like to come through. I mean, when Shelley says something, it's going to happen. Right? She doesn't just say something and it doesn't mean anything. Right? It means to shine. It means to outdo. It means to beat. It means better. It means to transcend. These are great words that describe Shelley to me. Right? Amen. And I see that in every area of your life, how you've raised the kids, how you operate this church, being a wife, everything that you do. It's just, it's at an excellent level, right? No, thank you. Finally, going on to L, peaceful. See, I had to get kind of creative with this, right? And the kids did help me with this too. I didn't realize I had to like end with letters until I actually got the board up there. By the way, Shelly is not beaten at Scrabble often. If I ever do beat her, she probably let me. And she's always helping me with Scrabble. Like, let me see your letters and, you know, hallelujah. But peaceful, I think your name, one of the definitions of Shelly is peaceful meadow, right? And just the peace of God about her and just the way, you know, I don't know, you know, if maybe at your house or not, but if mom isn't feeling well, the whole house is just off, right? And she just brings that peace to our home, right? Even for her own party this past week, I had great help from a lot of people, but it got to a point where I just had to say, Shelly, I'm going to have to let you know about a couple of things or else this ain't going to quite be right for, because I'm expected to do a couple things that I feel a little bit lost in. And she came alongside me and helped me through it. And just, you know, I don't know if any other husbands, but try to do something, pull off a project without your wife involved. That's challenging, right? So you bring the peace of God on the scene, wherever you're at. Has anybody ever had Shelley say, let's pray about that? This is your prayer side, is what all these things are wrapped up in it. But you just don't accept what the world is presenting to people or what their circumstances are presenting to people. You bring the word. In the scripture there, I put down is Isaiah, there's tons of them, right? But Isaiah 26:3 in the New Living Translation. You keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Hallelujah. And that's what my wife does, is she helps me stay focused on Jesus. Focused on the Word of God. Whatever challenges I'm facing throughout the day or issues, Shelly, she, you know, your wife knows you if you're married, if you've been married for a while. Steve, something's bothering you. Let's talk about it. Let's get it out. And it always comes back to the Word. Always comes back to what's Jesus say about this situation. Let's pray about this. And she brings the peace of God into the situation. Like the light of God turns on. And then you lighten up. So thank you, Shelly, for being so bringing that peace of God. And I think she brings it here to the church as well. You know, every week in and week out, this is our 10th year. 2022 is 10 years of Redeemed Church. And I've done a lot of ministry throughout my life, but that's now transcending, superior to, right? Outdoing, beating, and better than anything I've ever done is this right here because of her, right? Hallelujah. I mean, that's marvelous. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord showed me way early on, you're going to need her to do what I want to do through you. Thank you, Jesus, right? Amen. Praise God. Okay, and now on to the letter I. Now, that's one of the things I remember when I, you know, y'all, if you're single or if you've ever been single, I think we've all been single, right? Or you are single. You have your list, right? Have your list. What do you believe in God for in a spouse? Even if you're in college and high school, have a list. If you seem to like brunettes, guys, hey, your wife might be a brunette. If you seem to like the blonde guys, ladies, you know, whatever, that's okay, right? Well, brunette was one, cute smile, shorter, not tall. All these things, and a cute name. Is there anything cuter than that? The way she spells it. And there she is, right? And then God always adds to what's on your list. Oh, and Steve, you're also going to need this and this and this. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. But the letter I, the word inspire, and Lacey shouted this from across the house the other day. I was like, kids, I need a letter I word. And I think she said inspiration. Well, inspiration doesn't fit. It's But Shelly, you inspire us. You inspire us to grow. All your kids. I mean, I never got straight A's. I hardly ever got AA. Maybe in PE or something. Oh, that kid can run. But your kids, it's like they're just wired for it because you have trained them that way. That's so awesome. Now, you've got kids in college now, acing college courses, right? And it's just amazing. But inspiring us to believe God, inspiring us to have faith in the Lord, inspiring us to work hard, inspiring us, whether we like it or not, to keep a good attitude about whatever it is we're doing. Amen? And a scripture for that is 1 Corinthians 13:1, the Amplified Classic. If I can speak in tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, that reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as is inspired by God's love for and in us, I'm only a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. This woman that I've been married to for 22 years, I just got to remember what year it is, and that's how many years in a month. 22 years. She is the greatest display of God's love that I've ever known. Right? And sometimes it's tough love. We're on a date the other night, and she's, Steve, snap out of it. Snap out of it. And something was on my mind. She inspired me to snap out of it. Put the joy back on, Steve. Glory to God. But the love of God, and every week in and week out, when she's up here, she is so perfect for the, you know, the worship portion and the offering portion of our services. She just has an anointing for it. Because her heart is to give, is to love people, is to reach out, to get this gospel preached, but also to find people, You as a church, she has been given the wisdom of God to set aside accounts just to give. There's like a God account. There's a family in need account. Just this past week, she found someone that she met on vacation on the other side of Oregon that knew somebody in our hometown that was having a terrible crisis. And she hunted him down, a single dad. She hunted him down through the school and all this kind of stuff, and we found him. And just this past week, remember that Donald Trump picture? You did that for a family. You, as a church, he had put money aside that a lot of you have been sowing into because of the vision and foresight God gave to her, and literally brought gifts to a family that just needed encouragement right now. That's so inspiring to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. Well, we're gonna show a video in just a moment, but can we pray for you first as we conclude this portion? And maybe I'll ask if Scott and Dad, would you guys come up too? And maybe our people who are on our ministry team, our council, come on up. And we're just going to pray. The rest of y'all, just stretch your hands out toward Shelly, and we're just going to pray the blessing of God on her. And you guys can just kind of lead out. I'm going to grab a mic too. And if anybody up here just feels stirred to pray, I'm going to grab some anointing oil. I'm going to grab some anointing oil really quick too.
Steve, can I share something real quick?
Yep.
I actually shot a video for you, but I looked really chubby, so I erased it. So just thinking about what Pastor Steve was saying, I think about you know, your life and your message to the world, and he's embodied it really well. You know, looking at your little brother.
Go ahead. Go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
My whole life. Living up to you, knowing that you could do anything. You're sucked because everybody expected me to be just as good. Every teacher, every leader, every person. And if I was to depict you, my strong defender. It wasn't for you, I'd probably been dead on the playground. Or mom and dad would have killed me through like all those pink slips for me. Yeah, but it's not that way. No, Shelly would, if I get any kind of trouble, Shelly would bring her girl posse together. And in the middle of your game, you see hell. And that's what she'd bring to any guy that wanted to be that one, her little brother. So, yes, I'm sorry, it's a volunteer, so I apologize. But yeah, Shelly's like my strong defender. The beauty of who Shelly is, again, and the excellence of everything she brings to the table. I mean, she can write curriculum, she can write songs.
Yeah.
She can be a CEO of Fortune 100 company. Mm-hmm. She can pretty much do anything she sets her mind to. She's that brilliant. And I'm not sure why Scrabble is so popular, because her one default in all her brilliance growing up is I had to spell for her. But outside of that, Shelly, you know, Steve said something that struck me because I was thinking about her today, and about God didn't give him a chicken, and he didn't. He gave you an eagle.
Amen.
And I think about Shelly's capacity of protection. You know, eagles have these incredible wingspans, and you just always have such amazing wings to circle everybody in.
Amen.
And now, you know, I have a girl posse to meet people up for me. You do it on your knees.
Yeah.
And every time I have a situation, it's the same thing. Shelly just starts quoting scripture and praying. Contending, and I know that I'm being protected even when I don't. So, love you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. What, you want to lead us, Dad? You mind?
Sure.
On the spot? Yeah.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now, Lord, with a thankful heart, Lord, for the life, the gift that you brought to us, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, that with you all things are possible. We can do all things with your strength and your ability. You give us your mind. If we open up to you, you give us your wisdom. If we open up to you, you give us your ability. If we lean on you, Lord, and all those things are made manifest. She can do awesome things in the natural, but you layer that with the supernatural.
Yes, thank
you,
Jesus.
See your hand. Every place she puts her hand, you can see. Every place she walks. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Everything she thinks about, Lord, not only has a natural aspect, but a supernatural aspect.
Yes.
And I thank you, and I praise you for that, Lord. I pray continued health and wholeness in Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
I pray a continued anointing on Shelley.
Yes, Lord.
I speak a continued ability to see into the future supernaturally, Lord.
Yes.
The wisdom that comes with you so that she's not clouded.
Hallelujah.
With the things that may come into view, Lord, but she can cut through that with the wisdom and the understanding.
Glory, 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 glory to God.
And continue to make the proper and correct determinations, Lord. Okay. And like you said, and then walk in it. This is the way.
Yes, Lord.
Not that way. This is the way.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then she'll continue to walk in faith. And then that faith will manifest the thing that you've declared it to be. And then she'll walk with understanding, knowing that she can trust what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And you will make a way.
Thank you.
And I thank you, Lord, for her impact in everybody, that she doesn't keep it to herself, but she shares.
Yes.
And that's what you did with us, Lord. You shared with us. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for your continued hand on Shelley's life.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody else want to say anything? Okay. Well, oh, yeah, sir. Yeah.
We'd love to speak in tongues around here.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Jesus.
Cool, nigga.
Father God, we come to you today and say the second half will be better than even the first.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
That your days will be marked by extreme health and long life for everything that you've done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
God has put a new song in your heart. New words.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's time for
you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We've never
talked
about that. But I already know it's there.
Thank you.
God's coming to you today and say, it's time for a book.
Yes.
And it's time for a new song.
Hallelujah.
And God is going to release on you a new anointing, a next level of anointing. All the energy in the world. I feel like I was just saying there's going to be something on you that you're going to feel physically, even right now.
Hallelujah.
A rejuvenation. A new level of strength.
Yes.
Physical, spiritual, you're going to feel it everywhere. The second half is going to be more productive.
Thank you, Jesus.
And better than the first half.
Glory to God.
It's just time to get started.
Glory to God.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, just stretch your hands out toward Pastor Shelley. Father, in Jesus' name, we just invoke your blessing on Pastor Shelley today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
your health, your prosperity, your joy, your victory over her life. We thank you, God, for her life, and we honor her today. And in doing so, Father, we know we're honoring you. Because she was your idea. And we praise you for her life. Just let her feel, God, a sense of your great approval and love for her today. And God, I thank you, Lord, that her intimacy with you is going to go to new places that she'd never known to this point. Her intimacy with the Father. Is going to grow far deeper than anything she's ever known. And is going to minister to people she never knew. Reach farther. And we just thank you, Father, for that marvelous thing. And we celebrate her life today in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We love you, Pastor Shelley. Amen. And, you know, we could open it up and let other people share. But just, you know, if you have something to share with Pastor Shelley, just find her today. We have a basket for cards. You could drop a note in there. You could email. Maybe you're listening to this online later as we are recording this and you couldn't make it. Send us an email. Just email her. What's our email again? RedeemedFam. RedeemedFam@gmail.com. If there's any other birthday wishes for Pastor Shelley, amen. Praise the Lord. Now, while we're setting up this video that's going to change your life, it's beautiful. It's going to be marvelous from people all over the world. There's even a few people that you might recognize from the 80s. We have a couple TV shows that we've loved over the years that we got reconnected to, and we'll share some more about that in a minute. But are we ready? All right, let's roll it.
Shelly, you're 50. Congratulations. Guess what? I turned 50 this year as well. We're in the same boat. I hear that you're a fantastic wife, mother, pastor. It sounds like you have a wonderful community of support and blessings all around you. I hope that you do something very special for yourself on your day. I know this message is coming to you a little early, but why not make it be your birthday month? Nothing wrong with that, as far as I'm concerned. I always try and make it at least a long weekend. Wherever you are in the country, I hope you're warm and happy, and sounds like you all are full of love. Have a fantastic birthday, and very special wishes from me to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, 5 years, and you've always just been such a great woman of faith, and you continue to inspire us and with just a contagious faith to believe God for more. We love you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. God bless you guys.
Chances are, one or all of us will be up. We love you.
big turning point in one's life. I still remember my 50th birthday. I spent it at the Kentucky Derby. I certainly did, and did not cash one ticket. So hopefully your 50th will be more fortuitous. And I understand that you were a fan of a television show that was on long ago. John Ponch, motorcycles, you know, ships. Yes, it was a whole other time. You were just a little girl back in those days. And I'm Officer Artie Grossman, a.k.a. Grossy, a.k.a. the fifth banana, or what I used to call myself, the comic relief of the show. I wish all of my good friends the following things on their birthday. I wish you health, I wish you laughter, and I wish you a continued sense of purpose. Because let's face it, we're here for a reason. Love and blessings to you, Shelley. I hope you have a great birthday. Happy 50. And remember, it's just a number.
Hey, Shelley, this is Larry Wilcox. I used to play John Baker on the television series Chips back in the old late 70s, early 80s, a long time ago. And I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And I'm sure as a pastor, you know that God blesses you and everything you do for mankind. I try to do the same. I'm not a pastor, but I love mankind, and that's what we're here for. But on Chips, we had a good time getting paid to ride motorcycles and wear those tight uniforms, which weren't very comfortable, but looked good. So. And Ponch, of course, he loved those uniforms. Anyway, you have a great birthday. Wish I was there to give you a hug and tell your heart and your soul God bless. All right, have a great one.
Oh, Shelley, it's me, Ponch, Eric Estrada, from Chips. Shelley, I hear that it's your birthday. How great is that? Do you know that birthdays are super special? Especially to me, because I just turned 72. I'm going to be 73 this coming March in 2022. You're right behind me, not too close. So you have to enjoy and celebrate each birthday with a song, a dance, cake, ice cream, lots of hugs and kisses from all those that love you, your family, your church family. They love you very much, and they care about you. So they want to give you a happy birthday shout-out. Yes, from one of your favorite TV characters, and I thank you for that, for being a fan, a super fan, and like an old Poncherello. Yeah, I got my motorcycle behind me. I'm in my guest house, and there's Little Punch. He wishes you a happy birthday, too. Right, Little Punch? Yes, 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 see? He wishes you a happy birthday. Ah, oh, they're so special. You know, you're lucky. You're loved and you're cared about, and you have people in your life that want to celebrate the date of your birth. It's like Christmas, you know? We celebrate the birth of Christ, and so we should. Because we ain't anything, and we are nothing without Jesus Christ in our lives. You know, I wash myself in the armor, I wear it, and I wash myself in the blood, and I wear the armor in the mornings, all right? So I'm out there, I'm one of his warriors. Anyway, a lot of people don't know that, but sooner or later they will. But it is your birthday, what a special blessing, all right? So, this is 7 Mary 4, I'm gonna sign out with happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Shelley. Happy super duper birthday to you. And from your family and your church family, they bless you, they love you, and they celebrate the date of your birth. And you should too. Everyone that comes along, it gets better. I'm telling you, it gets better. God bless you, Shelley. Happy, happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Pastor Shelley. Well, we're going to close it up here. Now, Eric Estrada, AKA Officer Poncherello, mentioned a cake, an ice cream. We did get you a cake, and we'll get that to you. It's a beautiful cake. And just as we close, I found this journal. You know, my wife is so organized, and this I found this like on our shelf, and it had things she was buying for Christmas. I think this was before Evie and Ella were even born. This goes way back, and I think Uncle Danny and Stacy might have been in Japan at that point. So I wanted to read to you, because the cousins that are here and my kids that are here, what was on your Christmas list back in this day, okay? Lexi wanted Groovy Girl, a Groovy Girl sweatshirt. For Christmas, she got a dog in a bag. Sadie got a princess dress up and a dog in a bag and a Barbie flower girl that year. Bailey got a dog in a bag and a camera and something about little people. Oh, Elijah is here too. Elijah got a Tad cell phone, a VTech toy, a poo pull along. That had to be awesome. All right, let's see who else we got here. Lacey had a purse and a Barbie and a horse, among other things. Lacey's now a junior in college. So. And a Rapunzel doll, of course, right? Let's see. Lindsay had an Angelina ballerina mouse, a tea set, among other things. Cinderella doll, right? Lane had a bike, a big scoop, Bob book. Must have been Bob the Builder, right? Monkey hat, among other things. A Diego figure for the stocking. These are the ones that she had written down here. Let's see. So Ellie must not have even been here yet. That's how long ago this was. Or else she left. Maybe you were naughty that year, Ellie. Luke had a friendship camera, a leapfrog. Let's see. A Nemo backpack. You had that year, Luke. That rocks, huh? So anyway, I just found that. I was like, I got to share a couple of those things. Let's all sing happy birthday to Pastor Shelley as we close. Pastor Shelley, would you come up to the front and receive your birthday cake? Yes, would you please step to the piano? And we will all say, and then I want you all to eat more food if you can. So isn't it beautiful?
It is beautiful.
It says happy 50th birthday, Shelley, with an I.
Thank you.
Ready, a one, a two. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Shelley. Happy birthday to you. We love you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. Let's sit this here. All right. Do you have anything you'd like to say to your admirers? Yep. Oh, we have a speech really quick here.
No speech. I just want to thank everyone so much for everything today and for all the people that put all the hard work to make this happen. And just thank you for just all your love and support and everything. So thank you all so much. I love you.
Amen.